The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are listening to KCNR. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and enjoy this encore presentation of Free Fire Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and it is the 20th of November. 7:06 in the morning as November continues to race through.
Week from Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, sir.
And how are you today?
I'm doing really good. You know, it's good. It's National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah. And it's also
I'm sorry. I just...
National Child's Day.
Peanut butter and fudge. Two separate entities. Okay, I kind of understand that. The peanut butter fudge? Okay, threw up in my mouth.
Okay, we'll pass that one. And National Child's Day.
National Child's Day?
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to bring up the article that Sue read this morning on the news and choked her up. And about child abuse. I just brought it up, but on National Child's Day.
Wow. I'm sure there are some happy things to do
there's
today.
There's lots of happy things going on today. Okay. Even though it says a 20% chance of showers, I would say closer to 100% downtown where the studios are. And am I turned up real high? What am I talking too loud today?
No, it's kind of you're kind of all over the place, but I'm trying to adjust. I'm trying to roll with it.
I am all over the place. Tonight, clear. With a low around 45, and Friday it's going to be sunny. Saturday sunny. Sunday mostly sunny, and then it starts clouding up. Monday mostly sunny, and Tuesday mostly sunny, and Wednesday partly sunny. So leading into Thanksgiving next week, and the highs in the mid 60s, and the lows in the mid 40s through next Tuesday.
So at what point did partly cloudy become partly sunny?
I'm not sure.
I'm just
curious.
Well,
if it's partly cloudy, then the rest of the day is sunny.
Yes. I'll look it up for you.
Who writes these things?
I don't know.
The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business. Been there for like 30 years, the Kenny family. Locally owned, locally operated in Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers so well. Great people, the Kenny family. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And before I get to my guest, Dr. Dan Sloan, we went to the Garden of Lights last night. It was a media night and family night out there. And they graciously give us an igloo. And an igloo, I think it cost between $600 and $800. No, we didn't do that because it was, you know, they let us use one. And if you get the igloo though, you get two pizzas, unlimited non-alcoholic beverages. And they bring it to you, and it's cozy in there. They got a little fireplace, little electric fireplace. It's just really a night. You know, if you're taking your family there, you want to make kind of a special event. You know, Turtle Bay has them. I think they have four. The Garden of Lights is spectacular as usual. 2 million. They've got a new layout. You know, you can't get away from the dancing trees, you know, and the lights there. But
don't hear that phrase that often.
No. But they've got, you know, lights on the ground and different animals, polar bears and all kinds of stuff out there. It's really, really nice. Very enjoyable. I'm going to put some photos on Facebook later on, probably after the show. Some people have already been putting them on from last night that were with us. It has the new train you know, that you can ride the train. And I think it's like, it's a small train. I don't say it's small, you know, but they, it has like four or five cars on it. And you get in, you can put, well, it depends on how friendly everybody is, but you can put in at least five adults. And if you're really friendly, seven. But somebody's sitting on somebody's lap, which, hey, and that's being offered this year. So that's brand new. But it is beautiful out there. The lights are just fantastic. They still have the igloo. They've got all that kind of stuff. I mean, it is well worth going down and seeing the Garden of Lights. And I'm not even sure how many years this has been. What, four or five? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's been quite a while. It's very impressive what they do.
Oh, it is. And they got 2 million lights out there. And
what's the theme this year?
Oh, I thought you'd ask me that.
Lights.
Yeah.
Lights.
There you go.
Oh, gosh.
You change the theme. It's really impressive.
They do. And they've got professionals that, you know, so all they do is redesign these things. The lights are owned by Turtle Bay. But you know, the whole staff goes out there and puts up these lights. And, I mean, they're everywhere. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to mention it. Maybe tomorrow. one of my friends is their company is sponsoring Garden of Lights, so they have a little exhibit or you know something there. And when I saw it last night, I looked at it and said, "My gosh, that looks like a part of a bull's anatomy."
Oh no!
And once you said it,
oh man.
Everybody, you can't uh-huh. unsay it, and you can't unsee it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Just so, in time for the holidays.
But then they are also sponsoring the igloo, the big igloo. So, okay, I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thanks for coming in on short notice.
Yeah.
Because I was reading more about AI, and then it, you know, dawned on me that you teach that over at Simpson University.
Correct.
Is that part of the master's program that you have over there, or is this on another program?
It's both. And in fact, it is becoming so prevalent in everything we do. It's becoming part of everyday life. So every course just about has AI in some way, fashion, or manner.
Okay.
So when we teach it, we teach it as the a Bachelor's of Science.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Business Administration degree.
Okay.
With an emphasis in data science and AI. And then we also have it integrated into...
With an emphasis. So you can get a degree at Simpson in business, what?
It's Business Administration.
Administration.
And we have an emphasis in management, one in marketing, sport management, and then we have data science and AI.
Data science and AI. Okay.
And in the master's program, the Master's of Business Administration, which has really become a very sought after, very demanding program.
Of course.
In a specialization in leadership and strategic leadership, and everything we do is AI. So it's showing how to implement the various models of management in finance and operations, everything, marketing. And, you know, the emphasis that we have on everything we do is our foundation in Christ. So a big part of AI, and that's probably what we'll talk a lot about today, is ethics and governance and law and how to implement it in a just way.
Well, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, the way I'd really like to start is, what is AI?
Yeah.
And how do we get here? You know, quick synopsis, then we can go on. Because I just saw that Kroger's is shutting down, I think, automated facilities that they started during COVID, you know, to be able to get the groceries out to people. But they're shutting down most of them.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, is this an AI type thing or what? But it wasn't clear in the article what it was. Anyway, we're here with Dr. Dan Sloan from Simpson University, and we will be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You are listening to KCNR. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and enjoy this encore presentation.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:19 in the morning here on the 20th of November. And my guest is Dr. Dan Sloan from Simpson University. He teaches business over there, but he's also got a master's in business administration. And we're talking AI. And because AI has just become so pervasive in our lives, and we don't even know it. And so I asked Dr. Sloan to come in here, can you explain AI and what's going on with all that? So how did AI start?
Well, it started back in the 1950s.
Okay.
So it's not a new concept. It's not a new idea. What has been lacking is the ability to have the computing power to make everything work, you know, putting it in the simplest terms. So over the years, we've had incremental improvements and increases in computing power to where it got, like in the 1980s, 1990s, to a certain degree, fixed at that point, if you want to call it that, and
yeah,
didn't really improve until most recently, to where it was being integrated in ways that people would see it in their lives. So, you know, back in the earlier Google era when we had Siri and other things, or Gemini and those that were just created recently, when those things became more prevalent, people started recognizing it and said, you know, I can understand how it's evolving and encroaching in my life. But it has been here for a long, long time.
And we were just lacking the computing power.
The computing power, the speed and the chips, and that's what you're seeing with NVIDIA, and its stock price reflects
its
potential.
Yeah. So my phone that I'm holding, which has more computing power in it, much more computing power in it than the whole Marine Corps was when we went into Desert Storm in 1990.
It's amazing.
In this one phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. It would have been, I mean, it tells me where I am.
Tells you where you are and gives you far more data and keeps track of you in ways.
GPSs were so rare back then that they were held at the general level and handed out to certain units because you're in the desert, you know, where are we?
Right.
You know, we'd have things like, you know, fire off, you know, machine guns with tracers. So as soon as you saw them, okay, we know where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But you can't do that all the time. And now, everybody has it on their phone.
Just in warfare alone. Back in the 80s, we had the Desert Storm and those. I think you were part of that, right?
Yeah. 1990.
1990. Okay. So we had millions, let's call it thousands of containers, metal containers going over with combat materials, MREs, you know, guns, boots, whatever. And tracking that was extraordinarily difficult at that time because you didn't have GPS on the container.
We didn't even know what was in the containers when it got there. Yeah, I mean, it opened up. It was like a gigantic yard sale. Right. Okay, who needs one of these? And whoever got there first got it.
Yeah. So think about how that's changed today.
Oh, gosh.
Now they can track that stuff and redirect it in an instant
using
technology and manufacturing and logistics, supply chain, all that is impacted by AI in huge, huge ways.
So the ability to gather information has been here for a long time, since we had computers. Mm-hmm. But the ability to use billions and billions of data points.
Trillions.
Trillions.
Yeah. Of terabytes.
Terabytes of it. I'm not sure what a terabyte is, but it sounds big. Has just become now because we have the computing power and the speed of the computers and, like you said, the chips that can do that. Now, this takes an immense amount of power, though. Is that correct?
Electricity, right. And that's been in discussion in various forms, and something that's going to come out and possibly kick the stool up from underneath that is quantum computing. But as it stands today, we've got binary, so everything's put through a processor, and it's zeros and ones, and the way to increase the speed is to increase the number of chips or the amount of computing power, which takes more electricity.
And that's what I've been reading. There's some towns that they're saying, wait a minute, you're going to put a data center in here, but what, you know, but it's, we don't have electricity for this.
Yeah, we discussed that. Our supervisor plumber just called a meeting for some people about what can we do with AI over at Shasta College, and Todd Jones was there, and
Chairman Palmer,
and Kevin O'Rourke, myself, and EDC director, and just people that were interested in what can we do with AI, and creating a data center here in Reading, the water and electricity and all those things were concerned, and what would that do to impact the ability to grow in other areas? You know, would it reduce that? And so there's a lot
of discussion.
And the answer was, if we did it with today's technology, it would be cumbersome and difficult to do. But it's not impossible. We've got Amazon coming in, and with newer iterations of technology like quantum computing, that may change.
Okay, I've got to ask, because when you said quantum computing, Alex nodded his head up and down.
Yeah, like I have a quick question.
Like, so, you know what that is.
So what is AI plus quantum computing? I mean, where does that take us? That's like a whole...
It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, well, wait a minute. Tell us what quantum computing is first, you two.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Okay. Well, you know, you have to start with where we're at.
Okay.
And the things that were discussed or have been being discussed for several years now is that issue of electricity and what kind of degradation are we having because we're using so much electricity in the form, different forms. I mean, we've got hydro up here with the dam, but it is expensive and it does cause a lot of issues with our electrical generation and what it supplies. So, if we want to get away from that, there's been talk of micro-nukes being used, and that would be something where in some of the oil-rich areas like Texas, some very rich entrepreneurs are talking about putting in a micro nuke to power AI, taking it off the grid, taking it off the grid. So if our grid is hit by an attack, that it would not take down various parts of the United States or our AI or other electrical.
Well, so when we're talking micro nuke, we're talking the micro nuclear power generating. Mm-hmm. And I just read a number of articles yesterday about they're trying to bring some up and keep the one here at Diablo going because 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, cheap electrical power. And I saw where somebody back, I thought up in the Washington State area, they got patents for building these little micro nuclear power generators that, you know, you can put
If we're going to stay ahead on AI, you're going to have power. Well, so.
And if you want to do away with the, with a lot of your reliance on fossil fuels, nuclear is the way to go. But then on the other side, you've got people fighting it because they're afraid.
Right.
Afraid for reasons that are 50 years old.
And, addressing those problems are something we need to do for change management. So getting on to what may change this in the future is qubits, which are part of quantum AI.
Okay, now, quantum, what exactly is that? Can you tell me that?
It's also a concept that's not new. It's an old concept, but it's we haven't had the technology or ability to control data in a way that allows us to use it efficiently.
Okay.
And instead of binary, we're going to go to something called qubits, which allows data to be arranged in various positions simultaneously and processed. It's much, much faster. It takes much less electricity and energy to process it. So they're
just. Can you load qubits? I mean, what's it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm reasonably intelligent. I'm not saying I'm the sharpest tool or the brightest light by far. I know I'm not. But then again, I'm not the...
You're the sharpest tool in your seat.
Yeah, I go. Okay, so we're talking qubits. And so it lines it up at the same time?
It allows that data to be utilized in various positions, in various formats at the same time. Where right now we're processing it in zeros and ones, so it's very slow compared to multiple dissections of the same data. And in using that, it's in chaos, okay, the data is. Just as if you were to retrieve it, it'd be like trying to memorize Google. Nobody can do it, right? It's impossible. But if you can take the universe of data that's available to us today and process that in a faster way, then it's almost like thinking of, instead of going through your hose at your house, the water, that you've got multiple hoses, you know, an infinite number almost of hoses going at the same time, that you can process it much, much faster.
Okay, I think I'm starting to see this, where you have multiple areas where it's being processed and put together.
Streamed in different ways,
but you can use it in different ways.
Right.
At the same time.
At the same time. So it can be looking exponentially faster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when that happens, obviously.
When is that going to happen?
Well, the time frame that they're looking at is rolling it out to a data or beta processing.
Yeah.
From what I see, 27, 28.
Oh. Okay.
But again, that's beta and not really going into commercial use until 2030s, 2040s.
Okay.
It may happen faster. I mean, things tend to surprise us on occasion. And, you know, you watch the stock market and you watch these incredibly high, high prices on some of the stocks that are out there that are in that area. There's a lot of capital going into it, and the United States wants to stay at the forefront. You know, the president has stated that he wants AI to be at the frontier of what we do. And without it, you know, militarily, economically, socially, trying to keep up with the rest of the world or in front of the rest of the world would be challenging to do. So it's a very admirable thing that we're doing and something that's almost a necessity for us at this point. So I can see how there will be large changes is what I'm coming to. Very, very large and abrupt changes. Mm-hmm. That capital that's being put in, think about it, if you're a business today and you're going to sink capital into something AI, are you buying the right one? And will it be obsolete next week or next month or a year from now? And what happens to all that expenditure and pre-training and everything that needs to be done?
Okay, we need to take a break. This is kind of fascinating for me because Melania Trump just gave a speech. Yeah, Melania Trump.
Yeah.
To the military about AI and the battles of the future.
Right.
What it's going to look like. Okay. This portion of the show is very much right now, right here. And that's Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design. Has it all. Has it all there. And a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They're going to be celebrating 30-plus years there at 2225 Hilltop Drive next month in December. And they've been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row, and they are. Super people running it, locally owned, locally run, great jewelry business, with, again, I said, a outstanding, selection choice at very fair prices. Bowman's Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Dr. Dan Sloan.
The season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots, just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Debot. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. One side is insurance, the other one's financial management. And Judy set this business up back in 1993, and she's been helping our community ever since. Things are changing so radically and so fast. We're talking about AI right now. and the stock market and all of these. You need, maybe you need somebody to put another set of eyes on your investments. How about your retirement plans, your 401ks? Well, Maxwell Insurance and Financial is offering a free review and evaluation of what you have. And then for your insurance, it's your, you know, health insurance, life insurance, your business insurance. Again, a free review and evaluation of what you have. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, you can reach Judy and her team at 530-221-0441. Located again at 1378 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan. We're talking AI. We've just jumped into quantum computing.
Quantum AI.
And which has to do with packets versus X's and O's. And that's about all I know about it. Now, how many, you know, because you are teaching a master's in business administration plus regular business courses. I, you know, the number of jobs that are threatened by AI, the potential seems to be, the potential for AI doing jobs, especially maybe entry-level jobs, is tremendous. I talked to a businessman. He says it's not so much the entry level because you need people to shovel coal. In other words, put the data in. It's the ones that are, you know, from that have been there a couple of years all the way up to maybe 15 years. AI is going to take a lot of their jobs. And then you've got the people at the top telling, you know, running it. So, but the whole middle swath could be decimated.
It's going to be prolific throughout all of the various careers.
Mm-hmm.
There are, I made a list before I came in just to kind of refresh what I had here, and about the 10 top careers and the 10 most likely to be eliminated in the top or bottom that are not. So it is data entry clerks that are going to be eliminated, and it's being done because AI is going to be able to do it differently than it's being done today. But when we talk about it, you probably have heard this before, but it won't be AI that takes your job. It'll be the person using AI that takes your job. So it just emphasizes the fact that you need to learn how to use AI and implement it.
Well, what are some more of the jobs that are going to be eliminated?
Well, we've got data entry clerks, administrative assistant secretaries, accounting, bookkeeping clerks, telemarketers, customer service representatives, insurance underwriters, warehouse and inventory, like we were just talking about, and proofreaders, travel agents, paralegals, and legal assistants. Those are the ones that are they're more likely going to be eliminated. Top safest AI are nurses, nurse practitioners, physicians, mental health counselors, teachers, education, choreographers, coaches, athletic trainers, prostheticists.
Rodeo participants.
There you go.
Professional sports.
PT, physical therapists, and stuff like that. But, you know,
Anywhere it takes a person.
Well, anytime it takes a person and you need that personal connection relationship, somebody that's going to be treating you with that.
What about teaching?
Teaching is going to change. And that's what I deal with on a daily basis. You know, I'm confronting people, I don't want to say confrontation, but I'm approaching, education from somebody who's lived in China.
Yeah. Okay.
And for 8 years, I had a long duration of learning how people cheat. A different system, communism, socialism, and my students were the senior staff of the communist government, both in Laos and in China.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just did a bunch of work with Russia. Tomorrow I'm giving a global presentation on AI and the legal system governance, and then I give it again in March. But I do a lot of things. My business is called Gateway AI Consulting.
Okay.
So I do a lot of work in these areas about how to educate people using AI. And earlier we were talking about, you know, writing, your scripts or doing something and getting started.
The radio commercials, you give them the information and literally a second later it pops out with a 30-second radio commercial. You may have to change a couple words, but no, the rest of it's ready to rock.
So
you can do it with an AI voice.
Right. And I call that distillation. And we're distilling that information. We just keep cooking it down, keep making it better and better and better, revising it. Earlier you said something about people that are experts, right? In the past, they called it human in the loop. We wanted a human in the loop to ensure that the information was correct. It wasn't hallucinations that were created by AI. And I've changed that, and I call it an expert in the loop, because it's not any human that can do that, that can look at it. And I use examples like with a pediatric oncologist that we have that works out at the university.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were a parent and you had a child that was suffering from a disease or had symptoms, you wouldn't try to do a diagnosis, a prognosis, and treatment plan on your own using AI. That would be foolish.
Right.
It's nonsensical. So we need a human in the loop that can look at that data. Look, it's garbage in, garbage out. And I use it a lot with lawyers. I've got 8,000 judges and attorneys that I worked with through the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, through the State Department. And that's the presentation I'm going to be giving, is how AI and IP law are impacting the world. But if you go to an attorney, or if you go into court and you're pro per, you're doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can put everything into AI. You can upload the documents. You can give it all the evidence. And it will give you a great argument. It'll present everything that you should give to the court, put it all in the proper format. It'll do everything for you, all the legal research. But the judge may look at it and say, this is amazing. This is great. And it's all real. There's no hallucinations. But you're just arguing the wrong case. You need an attorney, if it's pharmaceutical law, labor law, whatever the particular area. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we can't dismiss the fact that we are going to need these experts. And that's what I work with at the university. People with terminal degrees. They're at the highest level academically that you can get. And those experts in chemistry and engineering and math, nursing, whatever field it is, we need those experts to evaluate it and determine whether it's garbage or needs to be reevaluated or redistilled down to the content that makes sense.
Now, the AI, from what I understand, it's really good at doing things like reading x-rays and all that
imaging,
and that it can go through hundreds while a doctor could only do maybe six or seven. Mm-hmm. Because it just, that's your X's and O's. I mean, it just says, this is what I see. I mean, the way it's set up. So radiology and like CT that kind of stuff, it can do that, but you still need somewhere in there the doctor to look at it and make sure there wasn't a mistake.
Well, like I said, if it's information that comes back based upon the data that was given or data that's available, it may not reflect the reality of what the doctor can see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you need a trained physician that has been experienced in that field.
If you're talking about things like football and baseball and basketball, AI is not going to take any.
It'll change it dramatically, and already has. Because you can put all the players with all their past history into the program and pair that up with the team you're going to play next week, and it'll tell you which ones to play against which players and when to pull them and put them, pull them out and put the next ones in. So it'll.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. The strategical part of it.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
But on the field, in the blood and the mud and the beer, it's still going to be humans out there as of right now, I guess.
Yeah. And it is, but it's being used in ways that'll help provide expertise at a earlier point in the training. So we're using Meta goggles, Meta glasses to do simulations and training using AI, so that you can do things. They can do it at home with their glasses.
And they're taking their biometrics during the game too, right?
And it'll measure. AI will measure everything. It keeps facial recognition of every player, and it'll count up all of their numbers of inches moved, feet, passes, whatever.
I have taken another break.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get concerned.
Okay.
All right. Now, because I hear about the deep fakes. Is that what it is?
Deep fakes.
Deep fakes. I see things where people are talking, and you know it's fake because of what they're saying. And it's kind of a humorous thing. But it looks so real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just totally real. What dangers are we facing with AI, if you don't mind, in the next segment? Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Dan Sloan.
This winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mendebach. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about these rebates. I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan. We're talking artificial intelligence, which he teaches over at Simpson University, but it's much more. You also consult with other countries, other organizations about artificial intelligence and how it's used. We went through a list of jobs that are probably going to just disappear. Mm-hmm. And but you know the thing about the what was the one about phone calls they make? Was it selling you stuff? Mm-hmm. That's even worse though, because now you have a non-real entity calling you and saying, you haven't updated your Google address and all that, and you can't even get the satisfaction of saying, stop calling me, because it doesn't care, mm-hmm. and it won't listen to you anyway. Okay, now, dangers. Will Robbins?
Yeah.
Danger, Will Robbins.
Yeah.
Of AI.
They're... the dangers are prolific. And it's the way I try to explain it to people is to say that it's like any other type of tool or object that can be used in a detrimental way, or even a thought or a concept.
Mm-hmm.
We have free will in our country, especially. You can walk outside, take your clothes off. You could take a gun and use it inappropriately and injure or kill people. You could use a car the same way. Our students can go drink and take drugs or do whatever. So, you know, what keeps us in line are social controls. And those social controls come from ethics and moral and governance standards and the law.
Yeah.
And so a lot of this is not to run away from it and say, gosh, we're just not going to use it. We're going to ban it, right?
Yeah.
That's not going to work. And some examples of that would be like in the EU, they have some of the first AI laws that they've implemented. But if we implement laws on our own society like they're doing there and prevent our own society from having creative ideas and experiments and different things that they can do using AI, then we've handicapped ourselves. Because other countries are not going to do that. China's not going to abide by their law.
What law has in the EU, the European Union, has it done to curtail AI?
What they're trying to do is curtail the use of AI and how you use it in ways to do, like you were just talking about, for marketing, to use it. And there's algorithmic bias that could happen. So algorithmic bias is one of those things you were just talking about, the dangers that they're out there. Meaning that either intentionally or unintentionally, you create an algorithm with your AI and it just runs with it. And at the end of a year, for example, if you're a mortgage institution and you're audited and it shows that 95% of your loans were given to white males.
It just looks at X's and O's.
Right.
And it could do that and go, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We know better than that.
In order to keep up with this, I've taken these classes continuously for the last few years, at MIT and Harvard, trying to keep up with the best in the world. Some of my classmates are working at, in Hong Kong and Silicon Valley and all over the world, TikTok. And it's those kinds of things. They're designing the software that runs autonomous vehicles. Waymos are those vehicles that are running on their own. And the vehicle has to go somewhere if there's an event. And is it going to run over the two people in the black family or the four people in the white family? Or, you know what I'm saying? It has to make those decisions in a split second. And that's what they're struggling with, trying to say, are we going to create an algorithm that'll inadvertently discriminate or be biased in some
way? Totally discriminates.
Yeah.
And because these algorithms that you're talking about are built by people.
Right.
And that's where there's been a lot of that's where a lot of consternation is that when it pulls stuff up, well, it's AI. No, it's the person who built the
or the oversight. Because
or the
AI,
oversight.
I told you about AI
doesn't
Russian.
Care.
Oh, it doesn't care. But I performed this Russian education for four months.
Yeah.
And I did it right after the Ukraine war started, 4 months, and I did it again last year. And I used AI in a lot of what I did last year, and that's what I'm comparing is the differences between the comprehension and the ability for the students to understand what was happening in that course. So I wrote half of it in Russian. I don't speak Russian. I don't write Russian. But AI does it for me, and it does it very well. And it's that higher level engineering medical and law and all those areas that where words have a huge impact. And what I found was that you want a meeting of the minds. You want even with your wife when you guys are together. Sometimes you can finish each other's sentences. You've known each other so long and know each other so well. But do you really understand what's happening in the biochemicals in her brain that convert
women
to language?
No, you know what?
Probably not.
We already know that men's brains are comprised of boxes that are set apart. They're perfect, and all of our thoughts are in these boxes. And a woman's brain is like a plate of spaghetti that touches everything touches. And this is not derogatory at all. Linda understands it. People understand when I tell the whole reasoning behind it.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know how she gets to things, and she knows that when I don't say something, she says, it's in one of those boxes, honey.
Right.
I go, I know, I'm just trying to figure out which box it is. And, of course, the biggest box in men's heads is the nothing box.
Right.
That is interesting. I mean, do they account for different AIs for men and women?
Well, and you can set
how
it up
can
that
you
way.
Do? You can't. But again, it goes back into, you know, I'm being kind of humorous in my analogy, but you could put it any way you want it. And there lies okay, I've got to ask this. AI is going to kill us. It's going to take over, and we are redundant. We are redundant pieces of carbon.
No. Okay. It's just a tool, and that's the way I look at it. But anyway, what happened with my students in Russia is that 20%, understood very well what I was saying in English. The other 80% had various challenges or difficulties because of the language barrier and the complexity of law and the language.
Right.
And then with the use of AI, writing it in Russian and communicating that way, I mean, one question each, that's 8,000 questions. So I had to use AI platforms in order just to manage that much data myself.
Mm-hmm.
But the understanding was exponentially higher, 80, 85, 90% for a lot of the content. So if we can do that with diplomacy, for example, or other areas, contracts, and a meeting of the minds is what you want when you're writing a contract so that the other party understands the language fully and well the way you intended it. And so the intentions of what you have in your head can now be explained in ways that you could not do before because you can make it more understandable. We talked about distilling.
I could write a contract through AI, give them the information, and they would put out a legal contract? Could it do that?
I would use it to create what you think you want and run it by an expert. Getting back to my expert analogy.
Okay.
Expert
so
in the loop.
Still have to run it by somebody.
Right. And at least they would understand where you're coming from. But an attorney would say, no, you're missing certain sections of it, or according to California law or in Shasta County.
Okay. Well, we have run out of time. And I am so sorry we have. Dr. Dan Sloan, and I hope I can invite you back on a regular basis. And one of the questions I would ask you, for people who have a small company like this one,
right?
Can AI help us?
Yeah,
you know, how could I use AI in this business to increase sales, to provide, you know, some kind of, you know, we take a look at the demographics and say this show right here would be a great show. I mean, would it be able to do that?
It will, and it can. It'll do what's called predictive marketing, which is something, like I said, every course that we teach at Simpson has AI in it, in the business department. So if you're doing marketing, it'll do predictive marketing where it's going to tell you or provide you with output either in graphics or however you want it, data, tables, that'll help you.
So your business majors can go in and literally have a plan when they're just
new to the
business.
Yeah. Put all the data in, and it'll analyze the market. It'll analyze, because you can be extremely specific. Geofencing, which is something that they use in order to market people with chats. Now, you were just talking about phone calls and where you'll get a chat or some sort of a text message. And we can use that, the data that's being processed by companies, large companies, that have a product like Walmart or even like you're talking about Taco Bell or anything, to where they have data on their sales. And if the consumer satisfaction changes or their demand changes, then they can change the pricing and what they deliver.
Okay, so you see new fast food franchises popping up here in Reading.
Right.
Is it, you think that they've used AI
to
look at the whole market and say, yeah, we can put another chicken place in here, and you know we have chicken places.
Right.
We can put another chicken place in Reading, California, because all the data shows our model is going to be a success.
Right. And with quantum computing, that'll be even faster. So the predictive power that we'll have for weather, for many, many different areas of industry, will be exponentially better. And that frees up our time to do things that we can be creative with and be more innovative, be an entrepreneur, for example.
Mm-hmm. Alex, I have a mission for you right after the show's
I've been
over.
Taking some notes. I have a really quick question.
Okay. Yeah.
Is an AI agent?
An AI agent is essentially something that you could put on your page or on your phone that'll assist you. Out at Simpson University, we have employed that. We might have somebody who's looking for a particular program, for example, and they're looking for universities that have certain offerings, and it'll provide that offering for them and tell them about it, give them personalized information very rapidly, do it any time of the day or night, 7 days a week. So we found that it is an integral part of what we have to do. And I spoke earlier real quick about an accountant that's doing in 5 minutes what it takes 5 hours to do.
Yeah, yeah.
If he doesn't do it, he can't afford to stay in business. And that's the same thing with agents. If you're not putting them into your system, somebody else will, and the consumer will naturally go where they can get information and actually enroll in a program before they even get to us if we don't have it.
Okay. Dr. Dan Sloan, Simpson University, thank you so much. That's our countdown there. We are going to invite you back, and I hope you'll always have time to come in here and share this. Yeah. This is just fascinating.
There's so much to it.
So much to it. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're coming back. J.B. Stacy from Red Bluff Roundup.
Washington, D.C. yesterday, an animal, and vows that he will pay the steepest possible price. The U.S. Attorney for D.C., Janine Pirro, says victims are fighting for their lives. They remain in critical condition.
We are praying on a day like today when families come together in America and they hold hands around the Thanksgiving table. I beg you, I beseech you to pray for these two young people that they survive.
CIA Director John Ratcliffe says the suspect, 29-year-old Afghan national Rahmanullah Lakhanwal, worked with the CIA in Afghanistan before coming to the U.S. in 2021. The suspect was also shot, taken to the hospital for treatment. The two guard members who were shot have been identified as 20-year-old Specialist Sarah Beckstrom and 24-year-old Sergeant Andrew Wolf. 500 more National Guard troops be deployed to the streets of D.C. A long-standing Thanksgiving Day tradition plays out yet again in the heart of New York City.
Since 1924, the parade has marked the start of the holiday season, bringing magic, wonder, and creating cherished memories that span generations.
That's Will Koss, executive producer of the holiday extravaganza known as the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This year, featuring 34 towering balloons and 28 floats, along with an army of clowns, 11 marching bands, and a host of pop culture celebs, millions watching in person and on TV and the Internet all across the globe. An American, astronaut Chris Williams, is part of the crew aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft. It blasted off this morning from Kazakhstan, heading to the International Space Station. And if all goes according to plan, the crew members will spend 8 months at the space station. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
It's jail time for a man who used a copy of the vice president's book as contraband.
Vice President J.B. Vance's memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, has a storied history as a New York Times bestseller and as a Ron Howard-directed movie. Now its latest role, court documents say the book was one of three items whose pages Osterin Siebert soaked in narcotics and shipped to the Grafton Correctional Institution disguised as Amazon orders. None of the conspirators seem to realize that a central theme of Hillbilly Elegy is the impacts of narcotics addiction on Vance's family and on society. Siebert was sentenced last week to more than a decade in prison for his role in the scheme. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hong Kong's deadliest fire in years continues to burn. It has left more than 70 people dead, more than 270 missing. News and analysis, townhall.com. The story of the young owl who flew afoul.
An owl found partially encased in concrete after it got inside a cement mixer in southwestern Utah is expected to fly free again after it was painstakingly cleaned by animal sanctuary workers who described the bird as a fighter. The owl arrived at a Utah sanctuary with part of its body covered in concrete. Sanctuary workers removed the concrete after several grooming sessions. Its feathers are frayed, but the bird is expected to be released in late spring or early summer of next year. The sanctuary believes it's a young male due to its size. Keith Peters, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits declined last week, sign that layoffs remain low even as several high-profile employers announced job cuts. Applications for benefits in the week ending November 22nd dropped by 6,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are listening to KCNR. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and enjoy this encore presentation of Free Fire Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It is the 20th of November, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I got Alex here, and we just, our last show was with Dr. Dan Sloan. We were talking AI. He teaches AI out there. He is a consultant in AI. I did not realize the consulting that he did in other countries.
Yeah, that was impressive.
It is. I mean, the man understands it. But then you understand it, too. We're talking about in the near future, quantum.
Oh, yeah.
Was it quantum processing?
Quantum computing.
Computing.
Yeah, it's impressive stuff.
And it's going to be so much faster than what they've got right now. It'll cut back on the energy requirements, which is a big thing when you get the big AI complexes.
Yeah.
Because it takes so much power.
Well, the sad thing is we've had some of this technology for 50-plus years. Where's it been and why has it been hidden away?
It never had the computing power that it needs.
Well, that's true.
That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, a computer is AI.
Mm-hmm.
And even, the simplest one, the ones back then, but they didn't have the speed it needed to gather all that information. And now there's terabytes, trillions of bits of information out there. It keeps processing all the time.
The thumb drive I have the music on, that's 1 terabyte.
Okay.
In that thumb drive. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. National Child's Day.
That is correct.
And the other one I don't even want to mention because...
We won't talk about it.
No, won't. First of all, it ruins two foods, in my opinion, when you put it together.
Well, you know what I found out is interesting here on the National Day calendar? You can establish your own. So you could potentially establish a KCNR National Day next year.
Well, let's do that.
Or you could come up with a better creative title. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Hey, our weather reports. Looks like it's starting to clear up a little bit. It says 20% chance of showers. Well, we had the showers. And mostly cloudy, but gradually becoming sunny with a high near 59. Tonight's going to be clear. Now, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny, and the lows are going to be in the mid to low 40s, and the highs in the mid 60s. And it looks like it's going to be all the way through next Wednesday. So we'll have to see. Maybe the traveling weather will be good for people going down for Thanksgiving next Thursday. And a reminder that we are going to be doing Best Of on Thanksgiving Day and Friday, the day after. Did you get my email?
I'm sure I have. I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay. I'm just giving the schedule and all the things that were happening. I just want to make sure everybody had that.
I'll check it
okay.
right now.
And weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. 30 years in the business. The third generation of the Kenny family is working with Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, outstanding customer support, and they're just really, really good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally run, and a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. And I am with one of my favorite guests, J.B. Stacy. Good morning there. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Carl. I'm awesome. Thank you.
Hey, the general manager over there for the is that your title?
Yes, sir. General manager, Red Bluff Roundup.
Red Bluff Roundup. And you're all thinking, well, Red Bluff Roundup isn't until, you know, like April next year or something like that.
149 days, but who's counting?
Yeah, but who's counting? But you've got a big event coming.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Right here, almost, it's right around the corner.
39 days away, we'll be hosting the top Californian cowboys and cowgirls at the annual California Circuit Finals on New Year's Eve. Well, not New Year's Eve, but the 29th, 30th, and the 30th.
Yeah, and by the way, we're going to be giving away some tickets for that before that happens, of course. But tell us about what the Circuit Finals are, JB.
So the Circuit Finals is basically the championship, kind of like a mini NFR, if you would, of the 37 PRCA California rodeos.
37. There's 37 PRCA rodeos in California.
Yes, this year. Wow. It fluctuates, goes up and down depending on the economy. But this year we have 37. We're looking at kind of splitting them up in the south area, basically from, I would say, Los Angeles County, the northern county, down to the Mexico border. There's about 12 rodeos. And then from north, from the northern L.A. County borderline all the way up to Fresno, Merced area, there's 13. And then from there up to the Oregon border, we have the other 12. So, you know, it's kind of split, 12, 13, 12, somewhere in there. So,
Oh, excuse me. I was hearing you, but it was kind of off to the side.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a big thing.
It is.
Yeah. It's now, this is an opportunity for all those professional cowboys, cowgirls to compete again.
Mm-hmm.
It's after the NFR.
Mm-hmm.
But this counts for next year.
It counts for money for next year, but more importantly, the average winner and the champion from the Circuit Finals get an invitation to go to the NFR Open.
Okay.
In Colorado Springs, where they compete, and for a lot of them, it's their launching pad to get them to the NFR next year. So, anyways, it's a great opportunity, not only for you to see pretty much local California cowboys and cowgirls,
uh-huh.
But it's an opportunity to see these up-and-coming or NFR caliber champions come down to Red Bluff and put on a great rodeo.
It is, and it is a great rodeo. I'm here with J.B. Stacey, and we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
I want to be a cowboy. You can be my cowboy.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding,
California.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have, if it's time, if you're looking for a new job in the medical industry, it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. Yep. Right now, part-time or full-time, your competitive benefits, which include 401ks, medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, and much more. That's at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu. I'm here with J.B. Stacy from Red Bluff Roundup. He's a general manager out there. Red Bluff Roundup's been around a while.
Yes, sir. Last year we celebrated 104 years. We're looking forward to our 105th year in 2026.
Wow, 104 years. Yeah. So, what do you have? Any, you got history on this? I mean, 104 years ago it started down there.
Absolutely. You know, it started as a ranch rodeo, uh-huh, at the Clough Ranch there near Vina, and moved to the fairgrounds a few years later. And we're happy to celebrate the 100-plus years and our newly printed and public for public consumption now. You can buy these 100-year history books, 100 years of riding wild. We have them there at Mercantile Store. And I'm here today to give you guys a copy of it for you and Linda to,
wow,
put on your coffee table.
Oh my goodness! And we're not talking 25 pages here.
No, it's over 400 pages of history. There's some amazing photos, quotes.
I imagine.
Mr. Bob Tallman, the voice of rodeo,
sure,
did a little afterwards in the book. But of course, we've got some historians, Candy Owens, who's is a descendant of the Clough family. Of course, our own Kathy Seibert, who's kind of our museum coordinator, and John Shreed, who's been president, John Growney. There's a little passage in there from him. Anyways, it's quite a history, and it just isn't local. It's a national history. We've had national competitors, and then of course our contract personnel. But what's amazing, the group of people that got together, we have all the champions listed, since the very first one. We have directors that have volunteered over the years, the groups of them, contract personnel, whether it was a specialty act. There's a piece on there of Slim Pickens in there.
Wow.
If you looked real close, you'd find a picture with John Wayne standing in the arena at one of the rodeos. So, anyways, it's full of history for Red Black.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful present and to have. And the but when you look at this, you're thinking 100 years, over 105 years of. It's going to be 106 this year.
105 next year.
105 since it was officially formed.
Mm-hmm.
And been now, was it at the same spot it is now, or how long has the roundup been going on in the location it's at? That could be a tough question.
Yeah, because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
When it moved. So I believe it moved to the fairgrounds about 8 or 9 years afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Tama District Fair, they celebrated, I believe, their 105th this year, so we're a year behind in the celebration on the fair. But it's been at the fairgrounds, part of the fair years ago, but we've been in April for as long as I can remember, for probably 60, 70 years probably, but that history and those time frames are in the book. There were a few years that we missed either because of World War II or hoof and mouth disease.
I'm reading and you are, by the way, you know your history here, but that was what they said. 1 year they couldn't do it because of an epidemic of hoof and mouth disease.
Yes, sir.
But even back in early 20s, they brought 10,000 people to Tehama County, which probably doubled the population of Tehama County at that point, or maybe even tripled it.
Well, yeah, could have. The whole Tehama County.
Yeah, all of Tehama County.
Wow.
So this has been going on a long time, a wonderful tradition that you have over there at Red Bluff. And then the circuit finals. I mean, they just don't hand that out to anybody.
No. So back in the late 70s and 80s, the Red Bluff hosted the circuit finals, and for whatever reason, it left Red Bluff and it traveled around. It actually spent a year in Las Vegas, and during the most recent COVID years, it ended up moving back to Red Bluff. So this year we'll be celebrating 6 years of it returning back to Red Bluff.
Sure.
And we've got a built-in crowd. With it being New Year's, people can go back. I remember when I was in high school, the circuit finals, and even afterwards when it moved away, we always had a bull riding. We had something going on during New Year's, and it's just been a great fit. And then we partner up. I don't say we partner, but Vicky and Kenny Cook, they put on a heck of a barrel racing during that same time. And so we get a built-in crowd from there, too. So it just makes sense just to celebrate rodeo and our Western way of life in Red Bluff during New Year's.
Well, JB, how long have you been associated with the Red Bluff Roundup?
Off and on since 77, 78 when I moved to Red Bluff.
Okay.
My uncle Bill Zirkel was a director. He was the track director back then, mm-hmm. and he exposed me to rodeo at that time. Literally 78 was my very first rodeo. Over the years, I volunteered in different capacities.
As part of the association?
Part of the association as a volunteer. And then in about 9 years ago, Mr. Harry Dudley from Dudley's Excavating, he came to me and asked me if I'd be a part of the directorship. And, what an honor. Not only because Mr. Dudley asked me as a mentor, he and I worked together at Tama Bank years ago, him as a director and me as an employee. But I couldn't say no to Mr. Dudley, so I became a director. And a few years ago, when James Miller took on a different role in the rodeo industry, there was an opportunity for me to fill that spot. And, those who know me in Tama County know I'm a community guy. Whether it's youth football or being on an endowment foundation or with a state theater when we decided to bring that back or you name it, I've been involved with a lot of different projects. So, what better project in Tama County than the Red Bluff Roundup?
And the Red Bluff Roundup gives back to the community. I see here about $350,000 goes back into the community from the roundup.
Absolutely. It's kind of ironic. We pay out about $350,000 in prize money each right. April to these cowboys and cowgirls, but you're right. We give out $300,000 to $400,000 a year in back to the community, whether it's just that donation to their local little league or youth sports, our big fundraising event and our commitment to Tough Enough to Wear Pink. We're going to be pushing $1 million next year, and there's going to be a big push to get us over that threshold, as we'll be celebrating 20 years of Tough Enough to Wear Pink at the Red Bluff Roundup in 2026.
And the Red Bluff Roundup, it's the largest 3-day rodeo in the country.
We can still consider it.
You can say that?
Yeah, for now, until someone proves me wrong, there are a few other rodeos that are coming around that are pushing that limit, on the prize money. But we're still proud to say we're the largest 3-day rodeo in the United States.
And this is, Red Bluff Roundup is one of the, because it's early in the year, this is one of the spots that you're, you know, that you see a lot of the NFR caliber.
Absolutely.
Participants, so, competitors.
So there aren't a lot of rodeos going on at that time, so it's kind of that spring run. It starts, at that time. There'll be cowboys heading out to Logandale, Nevada. They'll head down to Oakdale, California, up to Red Bluff, down to Clovis, and start their run, and then eventually making it back up to the North State in May, about a month after ours, to come to our own Redding Rodeo.
Yeah, Redding Rodeo. And you still, you know what, and people, if you only watch rodeo once a year, twice a year, I mean, we've got two of the premier rodeos in the United States, in the top 30, 35 rodeos, in the United States, right here. Red Bluff kicks off a Red Bluff Roundup, and then a month later, the Redding Rodeo. And because it's early in the year, your contestants, you get more contestants coming in because, let's just face it, this is a grueling lifestyle for the competitors. And you get a lot of injuries when you start looking at August, September. A lot of the competitors just aren't physically able because of injuries to go to a lot of these rodeos.
Absolutely. It's amazing to see the commitment that these, cowboys and cowgirls put into their life. You know, they'll put hundreds of thousands of miles on their vehicles each year just to go from Texas, Oklahoma, come out to California, drive up the coast to, you know, Washington, Oregon, and over to Idaho, and then back down, and then go back to Texas and do their run back there. And some will head back to Florida and do the East Coast run. And, it's amazing, but,
the rough stock are a lot of times have the ability to fly.
Yes.
And they are crisscrossing the United States on airplanes.
Absolutely.
And, but if you have anything that's involved with a horse, that horse comes with you.
Absolutely. You got to have your horse. You got to have your tack. You've got all your care to give, you know, whether it's feed, whatever, you've got to take it along with you. The rough stock guys, they don't have it any easier. It's just, you know, I hear of guys, competing in Red Bluff, in the morning and then heading to, Nevada to get on another bronc or another bull, or, you know, on a Friday to a Saturday, they'll leave there and then fly to another event on Sunday. Some of these competitors are getting on three or four animals over a 3-day weekend and, it's amazing how, you know, they have to be their own travel advisors.
Yeah. Well, we had this year, we had a young man, in the saddle bronc. Plane was delayed. He was in a car racing up from Sacramento, and he ends up getting a escort that gets him in time so he could ride.
Yes.
And I'm sure that you all have run into the same thing, because competitors want to hit as many rodeos, because to get into the finals, it's all a money thing.
It's a money thing.
That's all it is.
Yep. It, you know, a dollar a point, basically. And our own R.C. Landingham, who's been there many years.
He
missed it by one small check. I'm hoping.
It was like $100
or
something.
Yeah, it wasn't very much. It was just a check somewhere along the line. And of course, you know, Tama County, Las Molinas, Red Bluff, we were all pulling for R.C. because we love him and his family and what he's brought to Tama County. And his story is just an amazing story.
And what a nice family he has. Now he may have another child, I don't know, but this, mm-hmm. the one he had, just a cutie.
Yes.
And RC is, with the bareback, is a little bit different than the other riders. You'll see all the riders all standing together. They're all about the same height. And RC's like 4 to 5 inches taller than everybody else.
He's very long-legged
when
he's on the back of that horse. So, but he brings a lot of flair to that with his shafts just flying.
Yeah.
So, but he's just, more importantly, just a great family.
He's out of Hat Creek.
Yes.
And then you got Jordan Spears
out of Redding.
He's going to be at the NFR this year, I believe.
He'll be at the NFR.
Yeah, bull riding.
Yeah, I think he's 8th or 9th right now.
Yeah.
He qualified pretty high up. Jordan, with his ranching and everything, he competes out of Idaho, so he competes in the gym circuit, so he doesn't come down to the California circuit. But we still have some great local cowboys. Colby Dima from Las Molinas, he's a perpetual qualifier of the circuit finals. Last year he represented California at the NFR Open. Another good kid from the area.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm here with J.B. Stacy and the general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup, and they're getting ready to have the circuit finals here at the end of December. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to be giving away some tickets. I may give away some tickets today.
That'd be great.
And for this, and we'll explain what the tickets are for and all of this. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is my barbershop of choice. I found it in 2007 when I moved here. They have been a sponsor of ours since literally the day we opened up KCNR, and even before that, when I had another show someplace else. They're not a hair salon. They are a barbershop, and they give great haircuts. And I make an appointment just by calling them at 530-244-9478. And I can make an appointment that works on my schedule, roll in, roll out, or just hang around, which I do sometimes, just to talk to the people, find out what's going on. And they have a new system now. Also, it's not just phone calls, but you can book online booking through Booksy.com. It's Booksy.com. And so you're searchable and bookable in Booksy. And I haven't used that yet, but I'm going to go check it out today. And, of course, you can still call in because they love getting the phone calls. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends, and it's man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with J.B. Stacy and the Red Bluff Roundup.
Bunny is a rider, saddle like a binder, who seems to be, ain't nothing for free. Bunny is a rider, saddle like a binder, who seems to be, ain't nothing for free.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope,
and community.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Some of these other areas.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, it's starting to clear up and maybe get a little sun, and it's going to be sunny all the way through next Wednesday. Partly sunny, partly cloudy, sun's out there. Doesn't say anything about rain through next Wednesday, and tomorrow we'll be able to tell you about Thanksgiving because we only six days out. Anyway, so it's going to be nice weather. And, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And I'm here with JB Stacy from the Red Bluff Roundup. He is a general manager, and he brought me a present I can't wait to get my hands on. It's the 100th year, book. From 1921 to 2021.
Yep.
400 pages, photos, stories, events, how the Red Bluff Roundup has grown.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And been there. We're going to give away a set of tickets.
Okay.
Two tickets. Tell everybody what these tickets are for.
So I brought up, for your fans, to receive, actually two packs.
Okay.
But each pack has two 3-day passes. So whoever wins them can come Monday, Tuesday, and of course Wednesday at the New Year's Eve, at the circuit finals. And of course New Year's Eve we have a big party. There's 3,000 cowboy hats down in the arena afterwards. And this year we brought back, Justin Lawrence. And his double average band, who Justin's not only a great entertainer, but he's also a competitor. He's competed at the circuit finals over the years. Anyways, it's a great show. We have a great time. And, so however you want to give these away, there's two sets.
530. Do we already have a caller? I can't see. You already have a caller? We already got a caller.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
there we go.
Okay, they didn't wait till you finished. They knew what it was.
Oh, there
they come. Here they come.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be able to get a 3-day pass.
This is a 3-day pass.
This is This is a cool pass.
It is. It's an $85 value if you call. So those of you who are not getting these, just call the Red Bluff Roundup at 530-527-1000 and purchase your tickets there. But for $85, you would get 3 days of rodeo. You can buy a $25, a $25, and a $35, but there's a little benefit to buying a 3 day.
You save money.
Save a little bit of money.
And here it is. It's the end of the year. It's New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
You have that great event on New Year's Eve. Wow.
Yeah.
Super. Okay, we've got a winner there. But we're going to give away another one. Okay. I'm going to hang on to these, and I'm going to give away the next set after we get back from the NFR.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it'll be in the beginning of December. It'll be on December 8th that I'll give away, or the 9th. I'll give away this other packet. Now, it doesn't keep you, though, from calling in and getting those.
No.
Because only one out of 9 or 10,000 out there that are listening right now, only one will get.
Absolutely. So the phone's just ringing off the hook. You got a lot of listeners out there.
We do.
Anyway, so it's held indoors at the Pauline Davis Pavilion. We squeeze in as many as we can. It's set up for about 2,800 people. And then not including the competitors and the vendors and everything. But it's a full-fledged three-day rodeo.
And this is close. I mean, you're in there. I mean, this isn't like you're 100 yards away from the action. I mean, you're going to – people in the first five rows are going to get a little dirt on them.
Dirt or whatever or might whatever. Be flying up there.
including the cowboy or two.
Exactly. It's just right there, and it's a great event. But like I tell people, it's a fast-paced three-day rodeo, two and a half hours of nonstop action. And we do other things that are right, too. This year we're honoring, again, our veterans on the first night. The second night we talk about our future, which includes the children, the up-and-coming FFA 4-H kids we have out there, including our Golden Circle kids will join us in the arena.
Uh-huh.
And then on the last night, we celebrate our first responders, whether we have the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, CHP, Cal Fire. We like to honor them as well one evening. So it's a celebration not only of rodeo but of our communities. So.
Well, you know, this is a great event. I'm sorry that y'all didn't win. Somebody got it. They started calling early. And we took that one. But we'll give away another set. It's 3 days, a whole 3 days. We'll do that, after Thanksgiving. But for $85, you can get all three nights. And if you haven't been to it, you need to do it. You're inside. You don't have to worry about the weather. You don't have to worry about anything. And you're close to the action.
Really close
to the action there. So, okay. Now, JB, I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I know
yes, I do, but I've already warned you about it.
You did.
Do you have I guess I should ask you, instead of what is, I should ask you, do you have a favorite event at the Red Bluff Roundup?
I'm going to be quite honest with you and let you know, they're all my favorite. And I'm not trying to be cheeky about the whole thing.
Yeah.
But every event has a special meaning in not only rodeo, but just our Western way of life. Whether it's bull riding or, of course, the equine events where, you know, saddle bronc and bareback, you know, that was how ranching started. And, you know, someone basically said, I'll give you $15 if you can ride my rank as bronc over here. And some guy jumped on it. It's curious to see who was the first one to ever get on a bull and how they try to stay on him. But then, you know, then you've got the women or barrel racing and now roping and everything else. So every event is my favorite when it's going on. And again, I'm not trying to
you have so many events. And then here's the thing about Red Bluff. There are things going on all the time. You know, in between, you know, saddle bronc and the next event, here comes a horse race in front of you. And then you even have mule races.
We have mule races, local mule races. Yeah,
I kind of like watching the mule races because mules are not known for their speed. However, there are some out there that are pretty quick.
Yeah, I'd put you up against any of them. I'm pretty sure they'd beat you. But anyways, you know, that's one of the things that we enjoy about the Red Bluff Roundup. You know, I have the opportunity to go to a lot of other rodeos, and they're all great in their own way. You know, each community
Sure.
gathers around them and for us, we're known because it's just nonstop. We don't break for a lot of other stuff that goes on. We try to recognize all of our sponsors during the grand entry and those who sponsor the events. We try to do our best to recognize them, of course, with all the signage and everything. But it's just nonstop rodeo action. The only time we really have a break is if we're going from a timed event to a rough stock event. We've got to load horses or bulls or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what people enjoy from the grand opening. From, you know, we do our mutton busting beforehand, just kind of get people into the stands.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the first gate swings open with the wild pony races, till the time the last bull bount, or, you know, bull bucks, it's just nonstop for 3.5, almost 4 hours.
And you think about that, that, you know, because we went to, a number of us went up to the Pendleton Roundup. That Roundup, their Pendleton Roundup, it goes for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 4.5, 5 hours?
Yes.
So, and then yours goes, what you said, 3.5, 4 hours.
Yes.
But it's the same kind of thing. They also have a track,
mm-hmm,
like you have. And so there's always some event going on. So if you get up to go get a hot dog or something, you're missing something.
You're going to miss something. You know, Pendleton, the town of Pendleton, their committee, what an amazing group of people. I mean, literally, the town shuts down for the Pendleton Roundup. And we were talking about how many things we could do around here if we were able to shut our town down.
I want to talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
Because, JB, you've been around it a lot. I've seen enough rodeos. And I know, you know, I see Red in here with the perfect location to have great events and they have to do with rodeo and all of the ancillary things that go with it. So I'm here with JB Stacy, who is the general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup. We gave away quickly, we gave away tickets to the circuit finals. That's going to be at the end of the month, on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes,
and
sir.
Wednesday is New Year's Eve. 2,800 people in the pavilion, full blown rodeo. And, I mean, you are right there watching it. And you're hearing it. You're seeing it. You're smelling it. And we're going to give away some more tickets, but not today. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at tr.org.
Cozy up to the sounds of autumn at the Shasta College Concert Orchestra Fall Concert. Enjoy performances by the Concert Orchestra, Chamber Strings, and Strings Class Orchestra, led by Dr. Jeff Specht and Don Carter. Join us Sunday, November 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are just $5 general admission. Get your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/tickets and celebrate the season at Shasta College's Fall Concert.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Georgia Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, welcome back to Street Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow, House of Realty is joining us with the latest on real estate prices and everything else that we can think of to talk about real estate and then other things also. It's always a great show. With the House of Realty and the Middleton family. But today I'm having a great show with J.B. Stacy, who is the general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup, 105 years. He brought me a 100-year anniversary book that's going onto the coffee table with, oh my gosh, look, page after page of photos from back in the 20s and all the way through. And we gave away two tickets to the circuit finals. We're going to give away two more, not today. But we are going to give away tickets, and it's all 3 days, my friends, of the circuit finals, which is going to be at the end of December on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Wednesday is New Year's Eve, and I bet that place is packed.
It's packed.
And then you have, afterwards, everybody gets down into the arena?
Yeah, so as soon as the rodeo part's over, we present the saddles to all the champions, and we get pictures, and while we're doing that, the band is preparing to start up, and as soon as the last flash bulb flashes on the champion, the music starts up, and Justin and his band put on a heck of a show. They were there a couple of years ago.
Well, but you also have food there and libations. You know, the regular bars open and all that.
Absolutely.
And
we have a great relationship with our, you know, Block Beverage and Reyes, and so.
And then at midnight.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
And there you are in a rodeo arena on New Year's Eve.
I'm just going back to my memories.
Over
the years.
Okay, we go to the National Finals Rodeo. You go to that.
Yes, sir.
We figured like about half of, and there's like 650, 660 professional rodeo Cowboys Association sanctioned rodeos. That doesn't count. That doesn't count like college.
No, it doesn't count college. It doesn't
or the team roping
amateurs, the state runs like CCPRA.
Yeah.
They're invited. You can come and be part of the convention. And
but these are their sanctioned rodeos. So maybe half of the people show up. Why? I mean, can you tell our audience? Why is it so important for a rodeo association to attend one of these?
I'm not going to speak for everybody. All rodeos. But for the Red Bluff Roundup, and I know our friends here in Reading, we see them, and it's an opportunity to network, to find out, you know, what people are doing right, what people might have tried that didn't typically work out. They have some great speakers. We learn about marketing. We learn about finances. We learn about new ticketing systems. We learn. So it's an actual convention. People think it's just a big party down there, but I can tell you right now, I'm spending 14, 16-hour days really trying to figure out a way to make the Red Bluff Roundup better each year and the circuit finals better each year.
And one of the things that's always there is animal safety.
Animal safety and
handling of the animals.
Absolutely.
This is a huge thing in the PRCA and how to make it easier on the animals and to protect them. But that thing is standing room only for that breakout session.
Absolutely. It's amazing, you know, we talked earlier about the cowboys and cowgirls and how they compete each year and how they get sore, and we've got Justin Sports Medicine.
Sure.
They're a great group that help keep these competitors men together. But at each rodeo, we have to have a qualified veterinary service at each one. We in Red Bluff have a great relationship with UC Davis. They send up doctors and second, third year students will come up and get hands-on experience on the large animals. And these are qualified people that are taking care of our competitors, our four-legged competitors. They'll bring x-ray machines, all the newest technology that they can bring up, because, you know, it's not a $500 horse, it's a $500,000 horse, or it's not a, you know, $1,000 milk cow, it's a $150,000 bull. All the, you know, breakaway calves that are being roped, you know, that are costing nearly $2,000, you know, we gotta make sure we take care of these animals, not just for the monetary thing, but just to make sure that they are fit to compete, not just at our rodeo, but the next rodeo and the next rodeo, because these animals are also competitors that are competing, you know, throughout the year to also make the NFR. I don't know if other people know that too, but they're selected based on their, you know, their abilities.
Well, you get a horse or a bull that makes it to the NFR. You know, these animals have their own fan clubs.
Absolutely.
Virgil.
Virgil's amazing.
Virgil is a bucking horse. F-13,
yep, from C5 Rodeo.
And RC Landingham set the record at Red Bluff Roundup.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
92 and a half.
On Virgil.
Yes.
And when people see they've drawn Virgil, I mean, they're ecstatic.
Yeah.
Because they know, because cowboys compete, if they get graded, I don't know if people understand. You got two judges grading the cowboy, but the same two judges are grading the animal.
Mm-hmm. Depending on the size of the rodeo, you can have two judges up to four judges. And, half the score, the best score you can get is 100. So half the score, 50 points goes to the animal and 50 points goes to the competitor.
Yeah. And if the, if you're a 48 point competitor and you're on a 20 point animal,
yeah,
doesn't make any difference. But when you get a 45 point animal and you're a 45 point competitor, there's some just remarkable performances out there.
You're cashing a check.
Yeah, you are.
And these, you know, so the cowboy gets the score, but in reality, the animal's getting a score too, and that's how they select them for the NFR, and that's how other committees will select those animals. You know, if you get a 15 or a 16 horse, that means 15 on each side, so a third.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be competitive and they'll be okay maybe for that college rodeo. So, you know, we're really striving for that 19, 20, 21, animal, in Red Bluff. So when a competitor comes, you're going to be that 80 to 85 to 90, you know, at our rodeos.
The other thing too, when we go down to the, cause Linda and I try to, we have our show that goes from 7 to 9. So then we have to put our equipment away. And then, we try to get some of the breakout sessions. But the one thing that happens is on, I believe, Tuesday morning, the PRCA gives a state of the PRCA, a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on how it's grown, what are the trends and all that, and it is so interesting.
Yeah, so Tuesday, Tom Glaus and his executive staff, they come up and they basically tell us what happened over the previous year. So for 2025, they'll give us a recap, the growth, not only in the committees, prize money, competitors, you know, where we can see growth in competition.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll talk about technology, where things are going there in Colorado Springs, you know, basically to tell us they're here to help us as committees, to, and for our competitors too, so we can you know, be the best that we can. So it's a great show. We usually have a great keynote speaker. Over the years, Taylor Sheridan.
I remember Taylor Sheridan, and he said, they told me I was never going to be a leading man. I wasn't handsome enough or something like that.
Yeah.
He said, but I always liked to write. And look at him now.
Yeah.
Guys, it's got like five programs on TVs.
Exactly.
Top rated programs.
And,
yeah.
And this year, Richard Childress is going to be the keynote speaker. So NASCAR fans, it'll be interesting to see because we've seen how the growth in NASCAR had been over the years. And NASCAR, and PRCA rodeos, they have a kind of a same trajectory. And similar fan base. So it'll be interesting to hear Mr. Childress
National
talk about
anthem, prayer. Because I said that, I said, rodeo is the only place where you have like the national anthem. Is I got phone calls immediately. NASCAR.
Yep.
And I went, oh, well, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. JB, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah.
And, we'll see you, a couple weeks.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Yeah, you'll probably see us at the shindig that you have every year.
Yep, Tuesday evening.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, circuit finals, end of next month. When we get back from our trip, we're going to give away that other package. And, thanks for listening. Have a good day and God bless America.